Welcome to day 6 of Super Confidence. We're approaching the advanced exercises now. If you've mastered days 1 through 5, congratulations, you're ready to go on to day 6. If you have not mastered days 1 through 5, or you have not done the exercises or anything else like that, then stop listening right now to this CD and go back to exercises 1 through 6. It'll do you no good to skip ahead doing this program, okay? We only have 10 days, so we have to make every day count. We gotta do it in the right sequence. Day 6 you will do on your own, inside your own home or somewhere you're comfortable doing exercises. What you will do now is you're gonna go sit down comfortably, close your eyes, and allow yourself to think of someone you like to have more confidence with. That's right. Think of someone you like to have more confidence with. Maybe someone you find attractive. That's a good start. Or somebody else. It's up to you who you choose. Now what I want you to do is to think of this person and notice or think about or feel anything about them that makes you angry. If you can't find anything about them that makes you angry, invent something about them that makes you angry. Just find something about them that makes you angry. Maybe you're just angry about the fact that you hesitate when approaching this person, or that you're not confident enough when you're approaching this person. Whatever makes you angry about this person, whether because of them or because of yourself. And you can pause here until you can actually find that thing that makes you angry about them. Okay, now that you've got that thing that makes you angry about them, as you keep your eyes closed and focus on that anger, let that anger go from your forehead, that's right, or your throat, whichever one of those you feel it in, throat or forehead. If you can't tell, just choose one. And let that anger dissolve into a sky blue color and drop all the way down to your heart. And as soon as it drops to your heart, mix it in with a drop of the color of compassion. And let those two colors mix and dissolve. So that what used to be anger is now dissolving compassion. And it's much better if you can actually feel this drop down to your heart, physically in your body. So if it's in your forehead, just feel it as a little ball of anger. Make sure to keep your tongue on the roof of your mouth as you feel it drop down to your throat, and from your throat to drop down all the way into your heart. In your heart, you add a drop of the color of compassion. There's a slight chemical reaction, a slight explosion or implosion, depending on the way you feel it. It's up to you. Add that drop, and there's a slight chemical reaction, and poof. Let those colors dissolve in your heart. And keep doing this until you cannot feel any more anger, but only compassion towards this person. Do it for as long as it takes until you can actually achieve this. This is very important, of utmost importance. You need to achieve this fully before you proceed on to the next set of exercises. So make sure you can do this over and over again until you can feel only compassion for this individual. Go ahead and do this for a while. You can pause the CD and come back to it later. After having practiced this, now you feel only compassion for this individual. I want you to go ahead now and write down anything that makes you afraid of approaching this individual or of interacting with this individual in any way. You can imagine yourself doing this and feel it in your body. And once you do that, what I want you to do is feel the fear. Where do you feel it? You may feel in the pit of your stomach, perhaps. Or maybe in your throat if it's an issue of not being able to communicate fully what you want to communicate. Once again, take that fear, make it a little ball if it's in the throat, a little ball of fear in the throat, and turn it into excitement. How do you do that? You just do it. because fear and excitement are exactly the same feeling, only interpreted differently. So how do you turn fear into excitement? Don't think about it, just do it. Just follow along with the instructions, turn your fear into excitement, and let it drop into your heart. And as it drops from your throat into your heart, mixing in with compassion so that you can feel the excitement of being compassionate. Because you've already committed to having every interaction with this individual and everybody else be an interaction to their benefit. If it's not going to be to their benefit, you have committed not to interact with them at all. So feel the excitement of compassion. If you felt the fear in your stomach or belly area, just make it a ball there. And as you breathe in, suck it right up into your heart as you turn it into excitement. Feel that ball of fear in your belly or abdomen area. Turn it into excitement. How do you do that? You know, you just do it. And as you turn it to excitement, breathe in and suck it in all the way into your heart, feeling the excitement of compassion as you dissolve your heart. Feeling the excitement of compassion, and do this several times, as many times as you need until you've mastered this. You may pause the CD now while you do this until you've mastered it with this individual in your mind and with this individual in your heart, and remember to smile throughout this whole exercise. Once you've mastered this with this individual now, I want you to do the same thing with somebody else. And you will keep on doing this exercise until you've accomplished it and mastered it with 5 different people. And this is your main practice for day number 6. Once you're done, once again, write down in your notebook one thing you've learned, one thing that's changed, and so on. And go ahead and finish your day by listening to CD number 2 again, as you do every day. Once or twice a day. Preferably twice a day. Have fun with day number 6.